It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
What was your reaction when you first started to see this recent wave of women confronting their harassers and abusers?
I think initially it was really shocking. I mean, when I've heard the first Harvey story, I'm trying to think of where I was when I heard it. I think it was in L.A. And I was with you, I think.
Was it that day? I remember seeing, it wasn't that same day. It was like the day after I saw you. And I remember seeing you on set. And you said that you and several other people that you knew, actresses, were having trouble sleeping. And remember, and I came up to you and I said, gee, that sounds like you're having symptoms of PTSD. And you were saying it was so hard listening to these stories and accounts of what was going on. And I remember talking to you about it and you started to tear up, your eyes started to water. And I thought, oh, gee, I've seen this before. This is some kind of triggered reaction response.
Yeah.
Remember that moment?
Yeah, I remember you saying that to me, and that was the first time someone sort of identified for me that all those things I thought I had dealt with a long time ago, I hadn't dealt with. And also, I was an actress back then in the 90s when a lot of these stories they're talking about came out. And a lot of these women are my very dear friends. We've all been, when you talk about Salma Hayek, Gwyneth Paltrow, Michelle Williams, these are some of my closest friends and colleagues that I've known for 15, 17 years. And I had known their experiences were difficult, but I had never understood how the detail of their harassment, and I think I was just floored, and then sort of dealing with my own and kind of realizing, talking to you and talking to Gail about, you know, I think this is the moment to tell what happened to me when I was young.
Yeah.
And this is the moment where we are coming to the reckoning, and I think you and I talked about this is the moment where you say what happened, and people are allowed to say, well, this was my side of it. And that's where healing begins.
Right. So the first time you told the story on stage at the Amazon conference, that was the first time you
did it. At an off-the-record conference.
Yeah, at an off-the-record conference, yeah.
I told what happened to me when I was 16. And how I was harassed by a much older man, and I was told to keep quiet by agents and producers. And I had told other actresses about that had happened to me, but I had never told anyone publicly, and certainly never had never said it as a public declaration. But I think it was really empowering for me to see women like Ashley Judd and Rose McGowan and Gwyneth Paltrow being so honest, and it's time for us all to be honest. It feels, you know...
When you spoke at the Off the Record conference, and then immediately afterwards, another actress in the room stood up and made a confession. And I haven't heard her publicly, so I won't mention who that was, but... I mean, could you believe that, you know, I've seen this happen over and over and over again, that the moment you release the thing that has held you in chains or that has made you feel shamed by it or disappointed in yourself or I can't speak this out loud, the moment you do, there's always, always another Me Too.
It wasn't that we never gave it voice. We all told each other.
Interesting.
We just didn't think anybody cared.
Right.
And we were told, and not explicitly, but the understanding was, this is a condition of your employment to remain silent.
Right.
Do you want to work? Do you want to have any ascendancy? Do you want to get ahead? Do you want to work with multiple studios? Then you don't talk. You don't tell people, and you really don't press charges. That was the understanding. That was what was implied. It has been said directly to me, and it's been implied. And that's the part that I'm still to this day having a hard time reckoning with in my brain, that all the rules changed. I know that sounds so bizarre, but... the younger people were probably saying, well, of course you tell people and of course you press charges. But that, if you press charges...
Oh, yeah.
You were made to think you would never work again and you would never get the... There was
not
so
only made
few
to think,
opportunities.
Not only made to think, you probably would not have. Because I didn't grow up in the movie industry, but I was in the television business and I was so sexually harassed. But it was... absolutely, implicitly understood that if I said a word about it, I would have been out of television. That's just it.
Yeah, whistleblowers were not welcome, and if you wanted one of the very rare positions of being a leading actress, then you followed the rules.
Right.
And you learned how to... I guess you learned how to... create your own power with that condition sort of still applied to your life. And I think journalists are now coming to a reckoning about this. I think actresses, women in tech, women in Wall Street, women all over the world, I think, are starting to think there's a new normal. And it's really hard to understand what the new rules are and who's instating them and who's creating them. I think
we're evolving and creating them as we evolve in this moment. But do you think that this moment will change the culture of toxic masculinity in the workplace? Will this moment do that?
I think just turn the lights on, and yeah, I do think things are going to change. I think there's a lot of really... good men in the world that, I mean, who look at me and say, I'm shocked. I didn't know any of this was happening. And I think we're finding out the people who were the most egregious offenders.
Yeah.
And, you know, they will have their own experiences. But what I do think is really incumbent on women who have any position of leadership is you gotta take on a new responsibility, which is we have to rewrite the rules. You know, we have to get together as groups of women, which is what I've been doing currently with a lot of actresses. And it's been incredibly illuminating that the women who are in these positions need to rewrite the rules and help people understand what the new normal is. And how you tell people how you want them to treat you. You
teach people how to treat you.
Yeah, you said that in that interview with Jennifer Lawrence, and it's so true.
So I
think I heard you a long time ago say you can only be treated the way you let people treat you.
Yes, yes.
And if you I think we're in a new day, but leadership is critical for women right now, and we all need to step up and take on. I personally and myself have taken on at least 30% more work around leadership and creating new standards for our industry. It's that important.
And other
women in my industry are incredible. They've all been stepping up.
Why do you think it's important for men to be exposed to more of women's stories through media?
I think we have to have compassion. We don't have compassion unless we see stories through other people's eyes. And the people telling the stories have to change. They have to be women. They have to be people of color. They have to be LGBTQ. It has to be, the storytelling has got to be more balanced. That's where compassion comes from, and I truly believe art is the antidote. When you see something from another perspective, you're standing in another person's shoes. That's what creates empathy, in my experience.
What's so incredible is that we do this movie about warriors, warring women who are bringing the light, and that's exactly what this moment feels like, doesn't it?
Yes. It's kind of... Between this and Big Little Lies, I'm completely floored by the universe. I'm telling you, I keep going, okay, I'm listening. I see what you're doing with me. I told you to use me. I speak to God. I pray for the right, to do the right things and pick the right projects. And I do think both of these projects are profound in their messaging. The first one being about, the abuse of women being exposed from a female point of view, and the other being about fighting for goodness and being a warrior for the good in life, and encouraging that in children. I think they are obviously, going to be the real ones who experience this change in their adult lives. And
well, the life force doesn't...
I feel nervous. I look at my daughter and I go, okay, I'm doing this for you, honey.
But the universe, God, the forces of life don't make any mistakes. So everything, all the work you've been doing your entire life has prepared you for this very moment. So all the, accolades that have come your way and all the abilities to be able to step up to this moment and to be one of the biggest producers of women's stories in the industry. I mean, that's been coming a long time for you. You can see that, right?
I can't, but I think my head was down looking at the ground. We're doing the work. And I think the past 3 months have been enormously illuminating to me about how important just learning, how hard that work has paid off in the need for leadership right now around this particular issue.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.